Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
You are indeed live from the Southern Bancorp studio in Hattiesburg. Kelly Sander along with Andrew Abity and producer-engineer Michael Mergens. Bob Getty off today. This first segment brought to you by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Smoked here, loved everywhere. Leave your first tailgate responsibilities, big or small, to Dickey's. We're glad that they support not only this show, but Southern Miss Athletics. Joining us momentarily will be new men's assistant basketball coach Noah Croak. A little bit later on in the program, we will be talking with Appalachian State head football coach Dowell Loggins, who will bring the App State Mountaineers here for the first conference game for the Eagles, which is actually the third game on the schedule. That's a little bit later on in the program. Glad that you're with us, and it'll be available later on the Eagle Hour podcast formats of Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and YouTube. Noah Croak joins us now on the phone, no stranger to basketball. He was born and raised in Kentucky, and I think, and I hear tell that they tend to know a little bit about basketball in the state of Kentucky. I think it's in their DNA. But we welcome you not only to the show, but to Hattiesburg. Noah, tell us how this relationship now between you and Jay Ladner and Southern Miss came about.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got to know Coach Ladner whenever I was a junior college coach, coached at Tallahassee Community College, and I was there for 2 years. And we had a host of guys who were recruited by Southern Miss. We had 19 guys signed Division I in those 2 years that I was there. So got to know Coach Ladner well. Also a very close friend of mine is another staff member added to our staff, which is Bryce Garris. So me and Bryce actually worked together at Kentucky Wesleyan and at Tallahassee Community College. And of course, Bryce was Coach Ladner's first grad assistant back in 2018, 2019 for Coach Ladner. So really got to know Coach Ladner over the past, 5 or 6 years and got to know what he's about. And whenever he had some staff changes and things like that, we talked for numerous weeks and really just kind of came to the conclusion whenever he offered me the position, I was through the roof and excited to get down here and get to work.
We kind of joked about you knowing basketball, everybody in the state of Kentucky knowing basketball. It's in your DNA. What is it about that state? Because with all due respect, they've never been all that sensational in football. They've been okay here and there in baseball. But, man, and it doesn't matter the school. Louisville, obviously Kentucky, there have just been some great – basketball is just great in Kentucky. Why is that?
Yeah. I spent my younger years in Indiana, so obviously that's a crazy basketball state in Indiana. And then I've spent some of my young adult life in Kentucky. And both places, I really believe, it starts at the lower levels. It starts like high school basketball in both of those states is through the roof. Obviously, one thing that I love about Kentucky high school basketball is there's one state champion. There's not, 4, 5, 6, 7 state champions like some other states. But obviously, the universities play a big part in that. I think maybe a little bit due to weather. I think football, it's a little bit, whenever it gets to November in Indiana and Kentucky, it's snowing on us. So, that obviously plays a part, but I like to think of it anyway as just the pure basketball down in the high school grassroots.
Noah, can you talk about what your role is going to be with the team this year?
Yeah. So throughout my coaching career, I've kind of been labeled as somebody who's going to really hit the roads recruiting, is going to have great player relationships, is going to have connections to to land high-level players. And, of course, that's still, a lot of my responsibility and obviously something that's very, very important. But trying to work hard to kind of be a little bit of a sounding board and kind of a right-hand man to coach in the sense of dealing with operations on campus, game scheduling, player relations, rev share now, and all of that, and try to help coach, manage the day-to-day and try to keep fires off Coach Ladner's desk. But I guess on my roots, I guess in the coaching world, would be labeled as a guy who can really work hard to land good players and land talented players. But also a guy, I'm pretty well versed in about every aspect of a program, of game scheduling and whatever that may be, on the floor coaching, individual workouts, practice plans, scouting reports, and so on. So I've tried to work really hard to have no task be too big or too small and know how to, run every facet of a program and help out the best I can.
Well, for the listeners, the Sun Belt schedule dropped. We know who a few of the non-conference opponents are. We'll talk about that later. But Noah, my question for you is, what do you look for in a player? What are the characteristics? Is there a certain thing that you guys are particularly looking for these days, especially now with, I guess, having to juggle the portal?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, going back to last year's team, we've really studied some, and we've also studied opposing teams in our conference. And if you look at the top, the South Alabamas, the Troys, the James Madisons, and so on, they have skill. They have unbelievable skill. They have guys that can pass, dribble, and shoot. They can do all three. And the best players, of course, it seems a little simple, but we want guys who can pass, dribble, and shoot, who can do multiple things on the floor, who aren't just tied to just being a distributor or just being a shooter or just being a big man or whatever it may be. We want guys who are skillful. The game is ever evolving and ever changing. So we've worked hard to add some really good skill and really good shooting. That's obviously going to be the first thing is finding guys that are skilled. And then going from there, somebody who can, pick up concepts, is mature enough and secure enough in themselves to care about Southern Miss as a whole, and care about exactly what we're trying to do and understand the bigger meaning of, by us winning and us performing well and us doing the right things, that only helps us, of course, as a program, but it also helps those individual players whenever it's time to, go and get a pro contract or maybe they come here for a year and maybe they move on to a higher level and go get a larger payday. So we've worked very hard in recruiting to recruit guys that are serious about winning and serious about their life from a basketball aspect.
No, I'm going to throw you a hardball question, but I don't think it's a secret that there's maybe a pressure to win this year. I mean, just from the outside looking in, when you see the entire staff turnover, how hard of a decision is it for you to come in to that type of situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, like I'm a huge competitor. I love competition. I love kind of having maybe the odds stacked against you or coming in kind of back against the wall. Me personally, and I think I could speak for our staff as well, like we're a bunch of young, hungry, energetic, maybe a little bit unapologetic, just get after it every single day, come in with a good attitude, a good spirit. I can assure you that this year is not going to be for lack of trying. We're going to try our butts off. We're going to try to put the best product on the floor that we can. And we're still actively recruiting now, and we start school in, 14 days. So we are absolutely getting after it, but I think just from a competitor standpoint, we are absolutely ready to take on any challenge thrown our way.
Noah Croak is with us. He's on the staff of Jay Ladner, the men's basketball program at Southern Miss. Noah, he brought in Tegra Izay a couple of years ago trying to have some type of inside presence, and you really haven't been able to keep him healthy long enough to where
right.
to get any momentum going. And really, it seems to me that the college game is not near as big man-centered as it used to be. Is that a reasonable view?
Yes, definitely. I think you're seeing a lot of four-guard lineups. I think people are going a little bit maybe more analytical and again, kind of going back to what I said of recruiting, passing, dribbling, and shooting rather than, a big body and things like that. One advantage that I think we've had this recruiting season is adding a guy like a Flew Jung who's 6'11", but may possibly be the best shooter on our team, and he can pass and make reads. EJ Payman has a lot of ball skills, can really put the ball on the floor. He's a 6'9" freshman for us, redshirt at Mississippi State. So we've tried to kind of have a little bit of both worlds of the best way that we can. But yes, I would agree that the big man or the true big man of sitting down on the blocks and things like that is maybe a little bit out the window, but we hope that Tegra's somebody that if we need to play that way this year, somebody we can go to.
And we're headed to a commercial here in just in a minute. In the second half of our discussion, we're going to talk about the schedule that the Southern Miss men will be playing this year as it has dropped. But very quickly, before we go to break, it's been said that NIL on the transfer portal has affected the college basketball game more than any other just because of roster sizes are so small. That's got to be tough to deal with.
Right. Yeah. And one thing that you know, fans that are listening now and things like that, we actually have four guys that are grandfathered in. So anybody that's a returner to their college basketball program does not count against that 15-man roster limit. So that is one advantage. So you may see an 18-19-man roster for us this year because those returners, of course, their scholarship counts and so on, but they're actually exempt from counting towards our roster limit. So a guy like Jet Montgomery, Brewer Carruth, Dalen Brandon, Tegra Eze, they are not going to hit us from a roster standpoint and as they're grandfathered in for this year.
Again, the second half of our discussion with Coach Croak, we're going to talk about the schedule, and the Sun Belt Conference has stuck it to the Eagles again. Wait till you hear about this schedule. A Thursday's Eagle Hour continues in just a moment.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Campus Bookmart brings you the second segment of the program today in the Bright Gold Building right across from the main campus on Hardy Street. Campus Bookmart has everything with the Southern Miss logo on it that you could possibly imagine. And if they, for some reason, don't have it, I'll bet they can get it for you. They're open online 24/7 at Campus Bookmart. That's Campus Bookmart. With a T.net. Kelly Sanner, Andrew Abadie, and Michael Mergens, joined by men's assistant basketball coach Noah Croak. Let's talk about the schedule now a little bit. And let's begin with the conference schedule, because we kind of teased it going into the break. And Andrew, as you were looking over this schedule earlier, and it literally just dropped about 10 minutes ago, schedule.
I'm just going to go ahead and read it off.
Okay.
So they open up with Louisiana and Arkansas State at home. Arkansas State, at least you get that one at home. ULM and then UL on the road. Texas State, ULM back at home. And then this is the most unfair four-game road stretch I have ever seen. So on January 14th, it starts at Troy. Then 3 days later, they go to Texas State.
Which is going the other direction.
Yeah, and then 5 days later, back to Georgia State. Only 2 days later, go to Coastal Carolina. After that, you get two games, App State and James Madison, back at home. You go on the road to Marshall, and then it's going to be the MAC Sun Belt Challenge back at home. You get South Alabama, Troy, Old Dominion. That's basically four straight home games. And then you end the year on the road to Arkansas State and then at South Alabama. So the South Alabama one finale is not too bad, but man, that is a middle. That middle is such a bad make or break. I mean, that is brutal.
And it's not only the four games on the road, but the fact that you're
playing four games on the road.
And going back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, if you went from Troy to Georgia State to Georgia Southern, where you just kind of kept on that, but bouncing back and forth to other sides of the country. But it is what it is, Noah. You got to play them one way or the other.
Correct. I mean, we're not one to sit around. Like, whenever we originally saw it, of course, I think we kind of maybe had a similar reaction, but we're not one to feel sorry for ourselves. We embrace it. I think we're going to have plenty of depth to throw at that, which is what we'll need. We'll need guys with fresh legs and ready to go. But we're going to be able to determine a lot about our team in between January 14th, honestly, all the way to February 4th, right? So that'd be five road games with App State and JMU, who will have great teams this year, and that seven game stretch right there. So we're going to learn a lot about our team. Middle of January to early February.
I will say, of the probably three of the four toughest games that you guys will face are at home, because you get Arkansas State at home, App State's at home, JMU's at home. I mean, you do the home and away with Ark, but that's three really big games. And then I guess we can kind of shift into the non-conference, but you know that there's a case to be made that you guys if you guys could do enough winning, I mean, some type of postseason tournament would come calling.
And what I want to say about that is what I don't like about those four home games at the very end is that a lot has already been determined.
Well, they weren't last year.
At that a lot has injured.
But last year, if you remember, from between second and sixth place, which Southern Miss was still in the mix for, that the double bye hadn't even been decided yet.
But at the end of the season, guys that are injured, you know, it takes a long. You've got usually a depleted roster, and it's that way for every team. But I'm just saying, I think home games at the end of the season are diminished.
I'm going to disagree.
Okay,
because this team was actually healthy last year, which was perhaps the most frustrating part of last season. I just think also because, I mean, you could say it's James Madison because they've played so well, but it's really JMU and Ark, and then maybe everybody else. I mean that's. Even now with the way the portal is, it's Noah. Maybe you could chime in. Am I wrong, or who's wrong or right with this?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always ground to make up. That's such a big chunk where if you can swing a 5-2 in that stretch, a 6-1, I think you're really doing something. You know, having five road games, and of course, as anybody who's going to win their conference and be at the top of their conference, you got to win your home conference games. You've got to win, and then you've got to do a good job of being competitive and doing exactly what you're supposed to do on the road. So we're looking forward to it. We're excited. I think there's so much. I seen something the other day that there is no players from any of the first, second, or third team returning to the Sun Belt. So I think there's so much parity from top to bottom in our league. Obviously, you got head coaches, some new players. I think we got to play every game like we're trying to win and really just go from there.
Part of that is the game of college basketball today now, you know, that everybody's on the move. So soccer, volleyball, those are the two seasons that get started off first. Football, you know, right in there as well. So take us through the calendar now, Noah Croak, as to when basketball will officially get rolling, what you guys are allowed to do, not allowed to do, when practice starts, et cetera.
Yeah. So we'll get rolling with, similar to what we did in the summer. We get 4 hours on the court, 4 hours in the weight room, up until October 1st. So we'll be having, I guess you could call them mini practices, but hour and a half practices throughout the week. Of course, weight room sessions with that all the way up until October 1st. But we're going to get right to it. All of our guys will be here August 15th. All of our guys. So that's great. We were missing a few guys in the summer, and school starts on August 18th. So we will be, full steam ahead once we really, have our team meeting on August 18th, and we'll kind of hit the ground running. And, we hope to do some open practices. Of course, there's a ton of new faces on the staff, ton of new faces on our team. I mean, we realize that we need to have better fan engagement and do a good job of making our players known, to the Hattiesburg community.
Want to touch on the non-conference schedule. We can't talk about all the games yet because some of them aren't finalized, but Miami's out there. You guys are going to play Buffalo. Believe the Ole Miss game in Biloxi is going to happen. I mean,
yes.
I think, what is that? There's the potential from what we've heard is that there's as many as four Power Four teams on this year's schedule, which is quite the opposite from last year. I mean, can you just kind of talk about seeing that kind of non-conference action?
Yeah, and our guys, you know, here's the thing with our players. They want to play those games. They are eager to show that, hey, I'm just as good as a guy down at Ole Miss or Miami or wherever it may be. So our guys are eager to play those games. I think we got guys that are super, super competitive. And one thing I do like about our schedule as well is, like, we are playing a local Power Five down the road at LSU, and you know, obviously Miami has some ties to this area and different things like that. But you will see four, I guess you could call them Power Five, Power Four, you know, games on our non-conference. We hope to have the non-conference announced the next day, or if not Friday, then early next week as we're waiting on some contracts. But you know, it's the type of games that our guys like. I go back to last year, and they're playing South Dakota State on the road, and Montana State, and Abilene Christian, and all those are fine, and schools that are similar, you know, similar level, similar mid majors to Southern Miss. But you know, I think our guys would much rather go play an Ole Miss or a Miami or whoever that may be. So our guys are excited. They're eager to play the schedule and very excited to go do it.
With all these new faces that you have to deal with, Coach Croak, if somebody were to ask you that you were going to play a game tomorrow, would you have any way of even knowing who your starting five would be? And how do you sort this out in practice? Because it's as much chemistry building as anything else early on.
Yes, 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 no doubt. It's hard to make judgments. Obviously, we had some of these guys in the summer, but you kind of, like I always like to say, in the summer, you get an idea for what you have, and once you get back in the fall, you're going to know what you have. So of course we have some ideas. I love our depth. I think we're very deep at every position, which I don't know if that was a thing in the past. But I love our depth. We have a lot of guys who are good enough to play and expect to play. You know, so it's exciting to me, because I think it's hard to not be the best version of yourself every day when you've got two guys behind you that are just as good as you, that are competing. So I'm excited about our depth. I'm excited about our shooting. I'm excited about our decision making. You know, 3-point shooting and turnovers is something that we really, really focused on in recruiting this year, getting skilled players, getting guys that can knock down shots and take care of the ball, because that'll ultimately lead to more points, and more points usually leads to more games or more wins. So that's the route we kind of took this spring and summer.
Obviously, last year was not a fun year. And, you know, you mentioned they struggled in the non-conference with teams that they probably around their caliber. Now they're going to face a tougher schedule. Why should fans get excited for men's basketball this coming year?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun brand of basketball. I think Coach Ladner is super, super re-energized. And he was able to keep up with us young guys, you know, this spring and summer. So I want to commend him for doing a great job in recruiting and helping land guys and doing his part as a head coach. You know, I think Coach Ladner is very, very energized. And we've got a great group. We have a great group of kids who are going to represent the program the right way. They're very skilled. I can assure you we will have much better percentages from the floor. We're going to preach shot selection. We're going to demand that guys take care of the ball and really just give a product out there that fans are going to enjoy to watch.
New men's assistant,
they're going to be proud of.
New men's assistant basketball coach Noah Croak has been with us here on the Eagle Hour, a native of Kentucky, now making his home, obviously, in Hattiesburg. Coach, thanks for joining us. We wish you, obviously, nothing but the best, and we're looking forward to an upcoming basketball season. Thanks again. When we come back, we're going to be talking to the head football coach at Appalachian State, Dowell Loggins. I had a chance to sit down and talk with him at Media Day. That's next as the Eagle Hour continues.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
This segment brought to you by our friends at 4th Street Bar and Grill, home of the 1195 Blue Plate Lunch. Big portions, great people, big Southern Miss fans. They're in the shadow of the rock. 4th Street Bar and Grill, been with us a long time, and we appreciate their support. The first conference game for the football Eagles this year will be week three. It'll be the third of three consecutive home games, and Appalachian State comes to town. Both teams call their stadiums the Rock. They have the same team colors. Great histories of football. I had a chance at Media Day to sit down and talk to Coach Dowell Loggins about the team that he will bring to Hattiesburg.
Coach Loggins, good to have you on the Eagle Hour. First Sun Belt Conference game for you guys is going to be in Hattiesburg,
yes, sir.
Right?
You know,
third game of the year. Just tell us about your punch list. When you got there, some things that you wanted to tend to immediately, and how many of those things are off the punch list, and how many more things you got to do?
Yeah, it feels like you go into the office every day with a list of 10 things, and you look up at 2 o'clock, and you only knocked out 3 of them, just because it is such a moving target being the head coach. And things are very fluid, but excited about where we're at as a program, excited to get started with training camp, excited for the opportunity to come down to Southern Miss and compete against the historical, rich tradition program.
You know, I was just listening to Coach Gibson a little while ago, and he was talking about some of the storied programs in the Sun Belt, Marshall,
yeah,
certainly, because of their unique situation. We think that Southern Miss is in that boat.
Yeah.
But you certainly have got to include the Mountaineers, considering the,
yeah,
the history of upsets and your beautiful campus and,
yeah,
Boone and so on. I know the school sells itself, but what would you tell people about Boone and about App State that makes it unique?
Just it's a special, special place because of the people. The game day atmosphere is unbelievable. The rich tradition of winning, the history of winning. We're going to sell out the stadium, sold out 4 years in a row. It's such a unique atmosphere, and just there's 3 national championships, winnings expected over the, you know, just over the course of the upsets that have happened between Michigan, Texas A&M, South Carolina, North Carolina. It's a chance to play on a really big platform.
And actually, it's been well documented here that you've had chances to go other places, but this job you really wanted.
Yeah, for those reasons. I was sitting in South Carolina, and it was the offensive coordinator and was coaching the best player in college football, and Lenore Sellers, and recruited him and have a really, really close relationship with him, and wasn't thinking about leaving, was thinking about how we're going to help him have even a better second year, and then a chance like this comes up, and it everyone asks me, like, why? It's like, because it's that, and they know how to win, and they have alignment from the top down, and I think it's really hard if you've never won big to create that, because it takes so many little things that winning. It's not just the football coach. It's not just recruiting. It's the administration. It's fan support. It's support from the community. It's taking care of the kids after they graduate and help them finding good jobs and those things, and app checked all those boxes.
Okay, you got a few days literally to get things going. Tell us a little bit about what Southern Miss fans can expect to see from your offense and what type of defense you'll put on the field, and some names that we're going to be hearing a lot about wearing App State uniforms.
Well, I hope that they see a team. Our goal is that they see a team that's in great condition, that plays hard, relentless effort. The Sun Belt, it's so important because the Sun Belt is so competitive. You got to be able to be really good in the situations because there are a lot of one-score games. Just from the top to the bottom, there are good, good teams in this conference, highly competitive. I joke with everyone. I was like, man, I bet you're glad to get out of the SEC after 4 years. And I'm like, God, this conference is just as hard from top to bottom. Like, it's a tough place. You go to some tough places. So I hope that that's what they see. We need to improve our turnover ratio. We turned the ball over too much last year. Got to take care of the ball. And we got, for us, I don't want to say too many players' names just because
I
there's
understand.
So many guys in May that just got there.
Right.
And there's too many to mention, but we're excited about where we've gotten the roster at this point.
I was talking to Brian Vincent yesterday from Louisiana Monroe about,
yeah,
his team's success at not committing penalties.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the lowest in the country. How do you coach against turning over the football? What,
yeah,
can you do?
I think it's technique you're talking about and how you practice. I think it's the emphasizing ball security, emphasizing the defense, punching it out, matching hands, getting tip picks. The way you carry the football, the techniques of doubling in trouble when you're running through traffic, when to reach for the pylon, when not to, coaching the quarterback to make sure, you know, we went through with Spencer Rattler when we first got to South Carolina. He turned the ball over a bunch the year before. And then we did drills and emphasized it, and his turnovers cut in half. And so I think it's part of coaching. I think Coach Benson does a great job. And cutting down penalties is a sign of great coaching. It's the number one thing when you're talking about building discipline in a program. Well, it's a great your penalty. I don't know the correlation on winning and losing, but there is a correlation on discipline. So kudos to those guys to be able to get that done. It's really impressive.
Now, Coach, in Hattiesburg, a lot of us are Saints fans.
Yeah.
And Spencer Rattler's going to be our guy. So if he doesn't have a season, do we come and get you?
I don't put that evil on me. Yeah, but this is what I will tell you. They got a great assistant general manager in Jeff Ireland, great coaching staff. They're doing a good job building the roster. If they get the pieces around Spencer to be successful, he can be a starting quarterback.
You know, in normal circumstances, you'd have App and Southern Miss not knowing a lot about each other, but since Huff was in that Eastern Division and your first year where you are, even though you're familiar with App, it's not going to, you're not going to know as much as you would under normal circumstances.
No, what is unique about Southern Miss is I go back to my time at Arkansas as a player. Our defense coordinator was John Thompson. Our secondary coach was Dave Womack, and when JT left and went to Florida, Coach Womack became our defense coordinator. And then, so I know so much about Southern Miss because they were there when it was really rolling under Coach Bowers, and did a great job on defense and throw Tyrone Nix into that category, and heard so much about it through the years. I know the tradition they have. I know the history they have, the expectation they have, and I know Coach Huff is a really good coach as well.
I'm about ready to knock your socks off, Coach Long.
Yes.
I coached Kane Womack in Little League for 4 years.
I'm going to go back at you and tell you I used to babysit Kane Womack when I was a player at the University of Arkansas. And couldn't be more proud of someone, the career he's having himself. It doesn't surprise me because Dave and Leslie were unbelievable people, and so was Kane, and doing a great job. Got to compete against him last year at Alabama, and it was really cool because, you know, you used to little Kane, who when I was in college, like, he's in junior high, and then he's at Fayetteville High School, and he starts at Arkansas, finishes at Southern Miss, and great human being, great coach, and now I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm in South Carolina, and he's a defense coordinator at freaking Alabama, and we're competing against each other, and really great family.
Final question for you, and I'm saying this, so you know, I'm not being patronizing, but I do think that App State is different as far as expectations go.
Yeah.
So after the smoke clears at the end of the year, win, lose, or draw, what are some of the things that you will look back on and say, I definitely want to get this accomplished in year one? We'll tackle year two when it gets here.
The expectations are the expectations, and we can't control that. Our expectation, we'll judge how we think this team should perform from the inside. Like, App State does have expectations. We like style points. They don't want to win. They want to win by 14. And that's what their expectation is. We want to make sure that we're a team that takes care of the football, that cuts the penalties down, a team that doesn't beat itself, that we do a good enough job putting our players in position. They have a chance to compete and win every game in the fourth quarter. And that we win those 1-4 games because we've done a good job training them and emphasized that when the game is on the line, we respond the right way.
Well, before, even though it's going to be the first game in conference, you guys and the Eagles have got some other things to tend to before then, I want to go ahead and apologize to you for our fan base because you probably won't be treated very well when you come there, but all in the spirit of competition.
I tell our coaches this too, like, hey, when you get between the white lines, what happens on game day stays on game day. It's not an indication of who you are as a person. Same with the fans. Like, you can be a great person, but also when you get in that stadium and intensity and competition starts, sometimes it brings out the worst in us. So we forgive you on the on the front end, but it's awesome that you get to go play in venues like that are passionate. And that means they care a lot. And it means these games matter to them. And what an unbelievable opportunity for a young person to get to go compete in an environment like that. So it's also exciting as well.
Well, one way or the other, Coach Dowell Loggins, it will be memorable, I tell you that, when you come to Hattiesburg.
Yeah.
Continued success, nothing but the best. And thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Kelly. Appreciate you.
Dowell Loggins, the head football coach at App State, and he did have opportunities to go to a lot of other places, but jumped at the opportunity to go to App State as the head coach. He said it's just a special place, and I don't know. I don't want to demean the Mississippi State game by any means, or certainly the Jackson State game, but for some reason I'm looking most forward, Andrew Abbey, to this game because I think they all are important, but it's a conference game, and should be a pretty good team that's coming in here.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a moment of truth game. I think that's I think Bob pointed that out a couple weeks ago, something I hadn't really thought of, to be honest, because I think all eyes are on the Mississippi State game. But, you know, Mississippi State is in one giant direction, and then Jackson State is in quite the opposite. I mean, you know, App State, that's going to be, I mean, they're traditionally a good group of five, six, whatever it's called now, program. And, I mean, they've been a contender. Sure, it's a new head coach, but I think it's going to be kind of a moment of truth what kind of season it'll be.
There are some other headlines coming out of Southern Miss. We'll wrap up with news and notes, but right now it's commercial break time on the Eagle Hour.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
DBAT Baseball and Softball Training sponsors the fourth segment of the Eagle Hour. Keep your kids in softball and baseball shape. You know, baseball and softball are getting to be year-round sports now with the different fall balls, and there's arguments as to whether it should or shouldn't be, but it is availability to keep your kids in top form always at DBAT. Kelly Santer along with Andrew Abbey. Tomorrow will be Andrew's last day, and the wonder dog Humphrey. They will be moving to Florida.
Can't name the city, huh?
Well, I'm just choked up, Andrew, actually. Yeah.
He doesn't remember.
Tomorrow, no, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
It's okay, though.
Having a Joe Biden moment here. No, he's going to Gainesville,
there
Florida.
You go.
I know exactly. Yeah.
So, I should have saved the Tom Petty for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
that just came up. I didn't.
It's kind of interesting. And yeah. And when the basketball coach Noah Croak was on, the boys are back in town.
Yeah,
that was by the suite.
No, we already established.
I know.
That wasn't it.
I know.
But you know, there are tons of like areas in Gainesville that are named after just Tom Petty's guitars, which I didn't even know he like named his guitars. But I was just like, okay, they really like Tom Petty.
Their favorite son.
I didn't know that he had his guitars named. I knew B.B. King had Miss.
A lot of people do that.
Lucille, right?
I didn't know that. So
well, a lot of things. Also, as the campus slowly comes back to life at Southern Miss, don't forget about Fan Fest, which is coming up Saturday, August 16th. That's a week from this Saturday. And let me give you the geatus on this. All right. First of all, there's going to be free parking around you. You're going to enter Gate 5 at the Rock. All right. Gate 5. It's from 9 to 11 in the morning on Saturday, August 16th. You can take the kids. They're going to have pop-ups, pop-up different sponsors. And there's also going to have, you know, Kid Fest, things for the kids to do. They can get posters signed. You can get pictures taken with players, all that. It's Fan Fest, and it's coming up Saturday, August 16th. Gate 5, free parking at the Rock from 9 to 11 a.m.
I think you should go there, tailgate, and then break your tailgate down when FanFest starts, and then tailgate out.
Well, since that's the 48th anniversary of Elvis dying, you should get that jumpsuit on and show up.
Or, as you said earlier, or did he?
Or did he, right.
He might be at FanFest.
I don't know. At this point now, he's, what, 80, almost, I don't remember how old.
Yeah, he'd probably close to 90 he'd be gone anyway, I think. Yeah. But another player on Southern Miss added to another watch list. Braylon Braxton is on a watch list earlier in the year, and now he's got some company.
Actually, Braylon was also just named to the Davey O'Brien watch list. And then Ian Foster was named to the Jet Award watch list. So that
tells you that outside people are looking at some individual players.
Yeah, but there's been a few times, even in the last few years, where I thought some Southern Miss players were deserving, and they got passed. Like Mason Hunt for the punter Ray Guy Award, I thought he should have won it that year. And then I think Parker Schoenfield a few years back should have got the Lou Graza, but. I always wonder who gets the vote for this kind of stuff.
Well, considering it's the Ray Guy Award, there ought to be a Southern Miss player nominated every year since Ray Guy went.
Well, Mason Hunt was really good.
Yeah, he did all right. Hey, shout out to MCS Home Center in Bellevue. It's that big box store feel, except you've got local people who you worship with, go to school with, and hang around there to help you with whatever you need. If you use it in, on, or around your home, don't forget the MCS Home Center on Highway 98 in Bellevue. And Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road today. You can visit their all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Bob and Andrew will be here tomorrow. And anything, just real quick, Andrew, before we leave, anything else that jumped out at you with the Dowell Loggins interview with Appalachian State? And what's a realistic expectation? You were at Media Day, and it seemed like to me everybody was just bowing to James Madison there on the east side of the division. Did you get that impression?
Yeah, they probably should have, too. Although the irony is that UL was the little, I don't know, although, I don't know, it's so strange. Because you've got Butch Jones calling Southern Miss the reigning champs, but UL has been the most consistent team in the Sun Belt probably for the last 4 or 5 years. Sure, JMU's been good, and they've maintained it. I don't know. It's so weird. To me, it was just a strange dynamic, especially with the whole Marshall-Southern Miss thing. That was my impression from Sun Belt Media Day, like of how strange the dynamic is now.
It's like having Thanksgiving dinner with your ex.
Yeah, 100%.
Ooh, what's that conversation like?
That's uncomfortable. Yeah. Really a unique season coming up, number one, because there's 7 home games.
Yeah.
And I will be interested to see how the fan base embraces 7 home games, because they're used to, 4 or 5 home games. But to plan that calendar around 7 home games and to be there for all 7 in a highly anticipated 3-game stretch that begins the season, I don't know that it's ever in the years that I've covered Southern Miss been like this. So there's a lot riding on those first 3 weeks.
I think they had 7 not that long ago. I don't remember though.
Even if they did,
yeah,
not the 3 of those magnitude.
No. You're 100% right with that. I mean, there should rightfully be excitement for this season.
Well, it's counting down. It'll be here before you know it. The kids go back to school at Southern Miss. I think the 18th of August is the first day of school. Bob and Andrew will join you tomorrow from the Southern Bancorp Studios here in Hattiesburg. Hope you have a great day. Until tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Southern Miss.
To the top. Into the future. Slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus.
a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.